This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Hungarian. Listen to this Hungarian conversation.
Elnézést, beszél angolul?
Nem, uram, nem beszélek. Ön beszél magyarul?
Igen, egy kicsit beszélek.
Ön amerikai?
Igen, hölgyem, amerikai vagyok.
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine an American man sitting next to a Hungarian woman. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, "Excuse me."
Elnézést.
The Hungarian speaker is going to repeat this word part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud.
Zést. Zést. Né. Nézést. El. Elnézést. Elnézést.
Note that in Hungarian, the stress is always on the first syllable of every word. How do you say, excuse me, in Hungarian?
Elnézést.
Now he wants to ask, do you speak English? First, the word English. Listen and repeat.
Angolul. Ul. Ul. Golul. Angol. Angol.
How do you say English?
Angolul.
Now say the same word, leaving off the
ul
ending.
Angol. Angol.
Now again with the
ul
ending.
Angolul. Angolul.
The difference is that when the
ul
ending is on, you are saying in English. And when it's off, you are saying English. In Hungarian, you literally ask, do you speak in English? Now once again, say the word that means in English.
Angolul.
You should repeat after the speaker gives the correct response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his. Listen and repeat.
Elnézést.
Say again, excuse me.
Elnézést.
Now say, in English.
Angolul.
Here's how to say, you speak. Just listen.
Beszél.
Listen and repeat, starting from the end.
Szél. Szél. Be. Beszél. Beszél.
Say, you speak.
Beszél.
Say, excuse me.
Elnézést.
Do you remember how to say in English?
Angolul. Angolul.
Here's how to ask, do you speak English? Just listen.
Beszél angolul. Beszél angolul.
Note the question intonation. It rises through the next-to-last syllable. Then at the last syllable, it falls sharply. In Hungarian, all yes-no questions of three syllables or more have this kind of rising-falling intonation. Now listen and repeat the question. Do you speak English?
Beszél angolul. Beszél angolul.
That's literally, you speak in English? How do you ask the woman, do you speak English?
Beszél angolul.
She answers, no. Listen and repeat.
Nem. Nem.
No, sir. Listen and repeat.
Nem, uram. 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 Nem, uram.
How does she say, no, sir?
Nem, uram.
Ask the woman again if she speaks English.
Beszél angolul? Beszél angolul?
She answers, no, sir.
Nem, uram. Nem, uram.
What word means you speak?
Beszél.
In Hungarian, the words for I and you are commonly dropped because they are understood from the ending of the verb. How do you ask the woman if she speaks English?
Beszél angolul.
Now, adding the word you, she asks you in turn, do you speak English? Listen and repeat.
Ön beszél angolul? Ön. Ön beszél angolul?
What is the word you?
Ön.
Ön.
Is the polite form of you. When you add it, it's mostly just for emphasis or comparison. Now, using the word for you to make a comparison, she asks, do you speak English?
Ön beszél angolul? Beszél.
To say, I speak, you simply add the personal ending,
ek.
Listen and repeat.
Beszélek. Ek. Ek. Beszél. Beszélek.
How do you say, I speak?
Beszélek.
Try to say, I speak English.
Beszélek angolul. Beszélek angolul.
Say, excuse me.
Elnézést. Elnézést.
Making a comparison, ask her, do you speak English?
Ön beszél angolul? Ön beszél angolul?
How does she answer? No, sir.
Nem, uram. Nem, uram.
How do you say, I speak?
Beszélek.
Here's how she says, I don't speak. Listen and repeat.
Nem beszélek. Nem. Nem beszélek.
What makes this sentence negative is
nem,
the same word that also means no, and that it comes right before the verb. Say together, I speak, I don't speak.
Beszélek, nem beszélek. Beszélek, nem beszélek.
How would she say, I don't speak English?
Nem beszélek angolul.
Say again, I speak English.
Beszélek angolul.
For emphasis, you can add the word I. Listen and repeat.
Én. Én.
Now try to say emphatically, I speak English.
Én beszélek angolul.
And how would she say emphatically, I don't speak English?
Én nem beszélek angolul.
Try to ask her emphatically, do you speak English?
Ön beszél angolul?
She answers, I don't. Literally, I don't speak.
Nem beszélek.
She says, no, sir.
Nem, uram. Uram.
And how would she say, no, I don't speak English?
Nem, nem beszélek angolul.
Ask her once again if she speaks English.
Beszél angolul.
How would she answer emphatically? No, I don't.
Nem, én nem beszélek. Én nem beszélek.
How does she say emphatically, I don't speak English?
Én nem beszélek angolul.
Here's how to ask, do you speak Hungarian? Literally, you speak in Hungarian? Listen and repeat.
Beszél magyarul? Magyarul. Gyarul. Magyar. Magyarul. Beszél magyarul?
What word means in Hungarian?
Magyarul.
The middle of this word has a sound that's similar to the middle of the word endure. How would you ask her, do you speak Hungarian?
Beszél magyarul?
How would she say, I speak Hungarian?
Beszélek magyarul.
Now try to say that you don't speak Hungarian.
Nem beszélek magyarul. Nem beszélek.
How would she say emphatically, I speak Hungarian?
Én beszélek magyarul. Én beszélek magyarul.
How would she say, I don't speak English?
Nem beszélek angolul.
And how do you say emphatically, I speak English?
Én beszélek angolul.
How does she say, excuse me?
Elnézést. Elnézést.
How does she ask you if you speak Hungarian?
Beszél magyarul?
You want to answer, I speak Hungarian a little. Literally, a little I speak in Hungarian. Just listen.
Egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Note that a little goes before the verb. Now listen and repeat the word meaning little.
Kicsit. Csit. Ki. Kicsit. Kicsit.
A little. Continue repeating.
Egy kicsit. Egy. Egy. Egy kicsit.
What word means a?
Egy.
How do you say a little?
Egy kicsit.
How does she ask you, do you speak Hungarian?
Beszél magyarul?
Try to say, I speak a little. Literally, a little I speak.
Egy kicsit beszélek. Egy kicsit beszélek.
Now try to say, I speak Hungarian a little. Literally, a little I speak in Hungarian.
Egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Try to say this emphatically, putting the word for I at the beginning.
Én egy kicsit beszélek magyarul. Én egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Ask her emphatically, do you speak English?
Ön beszél angolul?
She answers, no, sir.
Nem, uram. Uram.
Emphasizing I, say again, I speak Hungarian a little.
Én egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
How does she say, I don't speak English?
Nem beszélek angolul.
How does she ask you in turn, do you speak Hungarian?
Ön beszél magyarul?
Say emphatically, I speak Hungarian a little.
Én egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
Now she asks, are you American? Listen and repeat, American.
Amerikai. Kai. Amerika. Amerikai.
How does she say American?
Amerikai.
And what is the polite word for you?
Ön.
How would she say, you are American? Literally, you American.
Ön amerikai. Ön amerikai.
Now, changing just the intonation, how would she ask, are you American?
Ön amerikai. Ön amerikai?
To say, I am American, you need to say, I am. Listen and repeat, I am.
Vagyok. Ok. Vagy. Vagyok. Vagyok.
What word means, I am?
Vagyok.
Try to say, I am American. You'll say, American, I am.
Amerikai vagyok.
She asks you again, are you American?
Ön amerikai?
Here's the answer, yes. Listen and repeat.
Igen. Again.
Yes, ma'am. Listen and repeat.
Igen, hölgyem. Hölgyem. M. Gyem. Höl. Hölgyem. Igen, hölgyem.
How do you say yes, ma'am?
Igen, hölgyem.
I'm American.
Amerikai vagyok. Vagyok. Amerikai vagyok.
Say again, yes, ma'am.
Igen, hölgyem.
Now say emphatically, I am American.
Én amerikai vagyok. Én amerikai vagyok.
How do you say, excuse me, ma'am?
Elnézést, hölgyem. Hölgyem.
Ask the woman, do you speak English?
Beszél angolul?
She answers, no, sir.
Nem, uram.
How does she ask you, emphatically, in turn, do you speak Hungarian?
Ön beszél magyarul?
Then she asks, are you American?
Ön amerikai?
Answer, yes, ma'am.
Igen, hölgyem. Hölgyem.
Say, I am American.
Amerikai vagyok.
How does she ask? Do you speak Hungarian?
Beszél magyarul?
Try to answer. Yes, ma'am, a little.
Igen, hölgyem. Egy kicsit. Igen, hölgyem.
Say, I speak Hungarian a little.
Egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
She asks again, are you American?
Ön amerikai?
Answer, yes, I am American.
Igen, amerikai vagyok. Igen, amerikai vagyok.
Now sit back and listen to a Hungarian conversation, the same one you heard at the beginning of this unit, just a few minutes ago.
Elnézést, beszél angolul?
Nem, uram, nem beszélek. Ön beszél magyarul?
Igen, egy kicsit beszélek.
Ön amerikai?
Igen, hölgyem, amerikai vagyok.
Listen to it again.
Elnézést, beszél angolul?
Nem, uram, nem beszélek. Ön beszél magyarul?
Igen, egy kicsit beszélek.
Ön amerikai?
Igen, hölgyem, amerikai vagyok.
Now imagine that you're the person sitting next to the Hungarian woman. You want to begin a conversation. Say, excuse me, ma'am.
Elnézést, hölgyem.
She doesn't answer. Now try asking her if she speaks English.
Beszél angolul?
She says, no, sir, I don't.
Nem, uram, nem beszélek.
How does she ask you, in turn, if you speak Hungarian?
Ön beszél magyarul?
Answer that you speak a little.
Egy kicsit beszélek.
Answer emphatically, I speak Hungarian a little.
Én egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
How does she ask if you are American?
Ön amerikai?
Answer: Yes, ma'am.
Igen, hölgyem. Igen, hölgyem.
Say: Yes, I'm American.
Igen, amerikai vagyok.
She'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
Beszél angolul? Beszél angolul?
Igen, beszélek. Igen, beszélek angolul.
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the expression a little.
Beszél magyarul? Beszél magyarul?
Egy kicsit. Egy kicsit beszélek magyarul.
And that's true. Now you do speak Hungarian a little. Don't be concerned if you've not made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another 30 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio, copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.